y'all pray that the Lord would be in this matter. But in that book, there's a song, you know, it's a couple, two or three of y'all done heard me talk about this before, but it's going to be, if the Lord will bless me, it'll be a little different. Just, I've never been able to preach the same sermon twice. I might use the same scriptures twice, but never been able to preach the same sermon twice. It's number 433 in this book. It's God Leads His Dear Children Along. And it starts out in Shady Green Pastures. And the scripture is taken from the 23rd Psalm, or it's based on the 23rd Psalm, because then he leads me beside still waters in the third verse. But you know, God leads us along every day, whether we realize it or not. Sometimes we follow. Sometimes he has to drag us. Sometimes he may need to get a stick and prod us. But he's never, the scripture says he's never far from us. Of course, in him we move and have our being, and it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. In the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, there's a verse of scripture that speaks of these things concerning what's mentioned in that song in 433. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and sea before thee. We're bought with a price. A mighty expensive price. We're bought by the blood of the Lamb. The shed blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. The Lamb without spot, without blemish. The real, true Lamb of God. Not only is he the Lamb of God, he is the great shepherd. The chief shepherd. The shepherd. And then we are only under-shepherds that stand before the Lord's people and break the bread or preach the gospel and try to teach and lead and explain things and help people along. And I appreciate each one of you preachers being here. I came not to do this, but to hear what you're going to do. Preachers need to be preached to. Amen. The scripture says, Go tell John again. Go tell him again. You remember when John said, are you the Christ or do we wait for him? Go tell John again. We need to be preached to. There's some prominent scriptures that can be mentioned here. I don't want to spend a lot of time on them, but in the course of that song, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Now, this got back on my mind in the last few days because of the water everywhere. And I thought about the little thing we used to say in school, water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. That's concerning being on the ocean. And you don't have any fresh water, and you can drink that ocean water, but it will not quench your thirst. It'll just make you thirsty because it's full of salt. It's not hard. If you're a Bible student, if you're a studier of the Bible, you know that there was a flood, a great flood. And the Lord told Noah to build an ark. I've heard it said that it never rained before. Some said it had rained before. I don't know that, but in the garden, a mist came up. But it was fixing to be an unusual thing because he's going to cover this globe with water. And there's people that dispute that. They don't believe it. They say it's a local flood. I do not believe it's a local flood. I believe everything, this earth, every mountain peak and everything. And who said the mountain peaks were there? This whole globe was changed with that flood. He told Noah to build an ark. Gave him a pattern to build it by. Everything in Scripture is patterned. It is patterned. It's in the Old Testament. It's types and shadows and patterns. And then you'll find the fulfilling of it, the prophecy of the fulfilling of it, and the fulfilling of it before you get to Revelation, or before you get through with it. If I'm not mistaken, and what I've read and what I've studied, it took 100 years while he was building that ark. Now, I'm telling you, I went 2 years to college. And as Wendy Bagwell said, I went clean through high school, or at least I was clean some of the time. But 100 years building it, do you think he could build that ark with a stone axe? He may have. I don't think so. I think technology existed from the day of Adam all the way through to Noah. I think he had the tools to do it with, the proper tools. That's another story. But he rode the flood out. Some through the waters. When Israel, after they had wandered 40 years, it came time for Joshua to lead them into the promised land. They crossed Jordan River at flood stage. The Lord told Joshua, that I'm going to show my power through with you, like he had done through Moses. They doubted. When Moses died, they doubted about a leader. The Lord caused the water on Jordan River, it was at flood stage, it overflowed its banks, to stand in a heap. And they crossed across. Some through the fire. You can find some mentions of things of the fire, but you can find in the book of Daniel, there's three men named Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Oh, that don't sound right, does it? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They're pagan names. They said they would not bow. They did not obey the king. The king was commanded they be thrown into the fiery furnace, into the fire. And he was so angry, he said, heat it 7 times hotter. And when it was so hot that the men that threw these three men in, they were consumed by the heat of that fire. I've been up within 3 feet of a furnace when I worked with the highway department in Birmingham. I had to wear asbestos coat. I had to wear a heat shield everywhere to go up with the man to pull a sample of that molten metal in that furnace. I can tell you, the metal, when it flowed out of there into the ladles, was 3,200 degrees Fahrenheit. There was a man at United States Steel, for some reason, decided he didn't want to live anymore, jumped in one of those ladles that had 100 tons of steel in it. 100 tons. They said it was just a sizzle. They poured it out and couldn't find him anywhere. Nothing left. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire. This is pretty much where I got to I can't even think where I almost at Hopewell back 5th Sunday. But some through the blood, all through the blood. Don't say that, James, don't get it wrong. Some through the fire, some through the water, and some through the flood. All through the blood. Well, I'm going to tell you, at the day of Noah, that some through the flood was 8 souls. He didn't take everybody. But though I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He took two of every kind, and then he took more than two of the clean animals. These were for the purpose of those was to for the animals to be replenished, but is also for sacrifices. Some went through the river, Jordan River. Some didn't have to, they were already on the other side. I'm not talking about Israel now. But when we get to the blood, did everybody, every last one of Adam's race go? That's what I don't like, the Adam's family. Did everyone that's born of the seed of Adam go through the blood? I wish we could sit down with theologians, doctors, lawyers, whatever, Pharisees, excuse me for saying that. I wish we could sit down and I wish we could explain to them that salvation is by the sovereign grace of God for the bride of Jesus Christ and not the harlots of the world. The bride of Jesus Christ. The chaste bride of Jesus Christ. His bride is the elect family of God, chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, predetermined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. When I first began to attend the Primitive Baptist Church with my bride, I had never been exposed to this. And it didn't sit well with me because I automatically, everybody I've ever talked to that comes through the other organizations of the churches, they automatically take offense to it that God chose somebody or elected somebody. It seems that way anyway. But he did. He didn't ask us if we wanted to go to heaven. He didn't ask us anything. He fixed it. He knew it was going to get broken and it needed fixing. He fixed it in that purpose, but things had to come in some order along the way. I don't want to get too deep in that. I'll get lost. Would never find my way back out. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. I've got 5 minutes. I'm a clock watcher this morning. Romans 3, verse 25. Y'all forgive me. I've got these scriptures written down on a piece of paper because I turned 77 years old this year. That's not old. They tell me it's not old. My mother-in-law will soon be 100. But let me tell you, some of you can be 85 and 90 and can remember things. Some of us can be 60 and can't remember our name.
Tell me about
it. There's Brother Fred. He knows.
I'll be 91 tomorrow.
Be 91 tomorrow. Happy birthday. A day early. Romans 3, verse 25. If y'all want to church me for writing this down, we'll just have conference afterwards. I don't mean to be ugly or mean about that. I just... Nobody laughed, so I don't know what to do now. The third chapter of Romans. I'm going to read verse 24 with it, or verse 23 even. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All limited. Is that all limited? What does that word all in this verse of scripture mean? All. Adam, Eve, all of the children. included Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Judah, David, all of us, every one of us condemned, dead in trespasses and sin. I almost got jerked out of the pulpit at Bethany when I was barely beginning to exercise. My father-in-law was sitting about, not on that bench, but on that front bench right down there. And I said that when Adam partook of that fruit, when Eve gave it to him and he did eat, he died right then. In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Not 100 years older, not 100, 900 years later, right then. Well, we know he kept walking because he had children. Separated. We all became separated in Adam. Separated from what? From our God. Wait a minute, that goes beyond that. We are the bride of Christ. We couldn't be the bride of Christ. Had to be some things done. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, buying back something that belonged to him. Now that gets confusing, doesn't it? How did we belong to him? We were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. We sold ourselves for nothing. We didn't get a thing in the world for it. But a bunch of trouble. A man that's born of a woman is full of trouble. A few days and full of trouble. Sisters, I don't mean to. Y'all are the most marvelous things I've ever seen that God made. I can't imagine. I've had a bride for over 55 years. I'm in awe of y'all. You have a total different way of thinking and doing things. Love every one of you. I love one of them getting one back there in a different way. But here we go. Whom God hath set forth a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Past. I've heard the preachers and I've sat and heard them when they beat the desk and trying to scare us to death, make us come down to the altar call, talking about our sins is going to send us to hell. No, Adam's sin is going to send us to hell. Ours is going to take us to the chastening rod out in the woodshed. If y'all disagree, we'll discuss it. You convince me that that's not exactly right. But it's the Adamic sin that had to be redeemed. We had to go all the way back to the firstling, to the Father, to the Fatherhood. Remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus Christ. Through the blood. We're all carried through the blood. All that are born again, all that of the elect family will be carried through the blood. He won't lose one. 5 and 9. I'm done getting in somebody's time. I'm sorry. 5 and 9. Romans 5 and 9. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Not me. Not Brother Larry, not Brother David, not any of the ministers, but through Christ. Not through ourselves, not of anything we have done. For sake of time, Ephesians 1, verse 7. We're talking about the blood, all through the blood. You know, there's a Bible, when you get a brand new and you can't turn the pages. After you use it several years, you can't turn the pages. Ephesians 1 and 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood. We're talking about Jesus. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. We've been studying over at Lafayette Springs on Wednesday nights, on first and third Wednesday night. And it was pointed out the other night in the Bible study that Peter, James, and John, and all the 12 apostles, they were just men just like us. Peter and James, and the sons of Zebedee, was they the sons of them? There sits two fishermen. That's what they were. They were fishermen. We think they were superhuman beings. The Lord gives us enough information about them that we know that they're not super, we're not superhuman beings. Peter denied the Lord three times at the crucifixion and wept over it. David, the king of Judah and Israel, committed murder, adultery, and some of the most heinous sins. My wife is flagging me down. I mean, it's a... Those men were... they were before us, but they were like us too. One more. I've got about 5 or 10 more, but one more. Over in the book of Colossians, we talk about Paul's writings and Paul's... A lady told me one time that they were talking about having a woman pastor, a woman preacher in the church. I said, no such thing. They don't exist. She said, well, what we got? Well, we got one. I said, y'all don't have a biblical one that's biblically qualified. Don't meet the qualifications that's listed in my Bible. She says, why am I? I said, she can't be the husband of one wife. I mean, the wife of one, the husband of one wife. Can't be the husband of one wife. Well, I don't know about now. But she said, where are you basing all these scriptures? I said, that's Paul's letters. She said, oh, that was Paul. We don't pay no attention to Paul. I said, what? Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles. We're Gentiles. You better pay attention to his writings. Colossians 1 and 14, and I'll shut up because I've got to ride home with my bride back here. Read this to yourself. Read it, this first chapter of Colossian letter. I love the letter to the Colossians. I love the letter to the Philippians. The Philippian letter I don't think there's the word sin used as the first time. He is exhorting and he is talking about their service. But he says here in this 14th verse, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Read another over in the latter part of John. That all the things, everything must be established by two witnesses. Christ said that. Two witnesses. Apostle Paul is one witness. But I've read the same statement, almost the exact same statement twice concerning the forgiveness of sin is through the blood of Jesus. All this time it is confined to the bride of Christ, the church trial, but the elect, according to the foreknowledge, those predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. There's some that become members of the visible churches we have today. There's many more that's outside. I wish they would come in. My dad-in-law, my father-in-law used to use the expression, there's so many of them, it's just like a cow that's licking the shucks through the cracks. They go to the church and they hear the sermon, it's just like a cow licking the shucks through the cracks of the crib. Can't get in the crib. They need to come on in the crib so they can eat the corn. If any of y'all are not baptized, you need to be. I thank you.